We're joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richard as the Panthers fall on Friday 62-44. Coach, if it wasn't for that, I hate playing coulda, woulda, shouldas, but if it wasn't for that 24-0 extended run, that would have been a down-to-the-wire game for you.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 24-0, you said?
Yeah.
Ooh,
between the first and second quarters.
I didn't realize it was that bad. But, yeah, you know, the kids competed hard. The end of the first quarter going in towards halftime was just rough. Couldn't quite figure it out. Turned the ball over a little too much, that type of thing. And our defense wasn't very good in the first half, but it improved over the course of the game, though, so I'm proud of that.
The Duncan sisters shot well from three-point range. I had them for, I believe, eight between them.
Eight? Yeah. They went to a box and one. Not really a box. It was a 1-3 chaser. They had that 1-3-1 look, but then they had number two just follow Hannah wherever she went. So we made a couple adjustments to that, and then that opened up Addie. And then Addie hit the threes, to her credit, and then they went to a triangle and two on both of those two in the fourth quarter. And, you know, Bridget hit a couple, I think. And, so offensively wise, you know, besides the turnovers, we performed better. You know, 44 points is well above our average, but you know, they're a very difficult team to guard, and 62 is way too much to give up.
For what it's worth, you held Howard below her average points by a few, but there were a couple times where you kind of had her kind of trying to, you know, wanting to pass back out because she didn't really have much there.
Yeah, that was the whole game plan was to, you know, we put Hannah on her this time versus we were in a zone last time trying to take her away, and the zone just gives up too much space in there. You know, she knows how to – she's a really smart player. She knows how to find those gaps. And so we're like, hey, Hannah, you know, I'm sorry. We're going to rely on you in offense, but we're also going to put you on their best player. So it's a tough task, but Hannah was up to it, and I think she did a pretty good job.
Talking to Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richard on KNIA KRLS. You know, at this point in the season, you've had a couple of tough losses. Going into this game, any concerns about maybe a little bit of a letdown or, you know, what was going on, you know, pregame if you were, you know, going into it?
No, we weren't really too worried about a letdown. The kids have worked hard in practice. I think they've been focused. The biggest thing I'm worried about is, you know, just we're 17 games in and there's some nagging injuries. You know, you saw Island Prevo tweak her ankle again today. So she tweaked one ankle a couple weeks ago and then next couple games did the other ankle. Now this was the original ankle. So then Peyton's on a little bit of a gimpy ankle as well, and Addie Duncan was a little limpy after the Sheriff's game the other day, and so we're kind of banged up. You know, when you're only playing seven girls for the most part, then, you know, Carly Kennedy, I want to give her a shout-out. She's stepped into some little bit of minutes here the last couple games and done a really good job, but, yeah, that's the biggest thing right now is their bodies are almost spent. The mentality is there. It's just a matter of can we keep getting better and execute.
Yeah, I was going to mention Carly Kennedy, too. She had a couple of good plays. And, you know, she kind of got a late start to the season, but seemingly is maybe starting to figure out some things.
Yeah, you know, confidence is everything. Confidence and experience, they go hand in hand. So I put her in, you know, not for extended minutes, but, you know, when we either have somebody get in foul trouble or, you know, somebody gets injured, like, hey, you know, she's our eighth person right now, and to her credit, when her number's been called, she's been in there and been productive. Against Sheraton the other day, she went in and got an offense rebound off a free throw and then hit the assist to Hannah. Tonight, you know, she comes in and she gets a steal and she got, you know, she missed the free throws, but, you know, that was a good steal for her and she was confident enough to take it in there and she got hit hard and, you know, so she's growing. And when we need her, we need another player and, you know, hopefully we can get Marissa back here from her concussion protocol here sometime soon, but so I'm very, very proud of her.
What was a play that you ran that Addie Williams hit the 40-footer just before halftime?
It was called get the ball to Hannah Duncan, but it didn't work. And I don't know. You know, I was trying not to call timeouts too early in the game. Obviously, if they went on a 24-0 run, maybe I should have called more. But I wanted to save my thought process was to save the timeouts for the fourth quarter in case we made a comeback like we've been doing against Sheraton and Davis County. So I didn't call one because I didn't want to draw it up. But to her credit, you know, we told her that she has to be ready to shoot, and I think she made two threes tonight, actually. That's a heck of a play by her, and she's a great kid. She's a lot of fun.
Just the grin on her face, you know, that's a typical Addie Williams smile. You got a gauntlet next week. Number one EBF and then Albia coming into town. Not an easy week for you.
No, quick turnaround. That's what I told the girls. It's like, hey, I'm proud of how you're playing. We lost by 30 the first time, lose by 18 today. You know, it's not a moral victory. We don't want moral victories. But, you know, if anybody's been watching us all year through 17 games, you can tell that we've gotten better. I know the wins haven't come as we'd like it, but they're playing better basketball. They're being more confident, all of those things. And that's exactly what I said in the game or the locker room after. It's like, hey, congratulations. You get to play number one in conference, number one in state on Tuesday, and then you get to play Albia, number two in conference. We're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can maybe pull an upset.
All right. We'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart as the Panthers fall on Friday night by a score of 62-44 to Centerville. We'll have more coming up on 95.3 and 92.1 KNIA Carrabelle.